AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI issues a warning leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration next week. AP Sagar Magani has this.
An internal bulletin warns of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and here in Washington, leading to more fears of violence after last week's deadly Capitol riot. That followed weeks of online calls for violence here in the Trump administration's waning days. The National Guard Bureau's chief says the Guard is looking at any issues around the country to make sure it's ready to give support if asked. He says at least 10,000 troops will be deployed in Washington by Saturday, and another 5,000 may be requested, amid questions about why the Guard was not brought in more quickly as the Capitol riot unfolded.
House Democrats say they will begin debate Wednesday on an impeachment resolution to charge President Trump with a single count of incitement of insurrection. House leaders calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and take action to remove Trump. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member have given any indication that they will take such action to remove Trump from office. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan says two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the riot.
Taking selfies, and another Capitol Police evidently put on a MAGA hat and was walking people. I'm not sure all the details. They have been suspended. Someone else has been arrested.
Ryan says he doesn't have details on that arrest. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says Inauguration Day security will be increased starting this Wednesday. Shortly after that announcement, Wolf announced his resignation effective just before midnight tonight. Last week, he was sharply critical of President Trump and other elected officials for failing to denounce the attack on the Capitol. This is AP News. Mia Poncetto, the white 22-year-old woman who wrongly accused a black teenager of stealing her cell phone and tackled him at a New York City hotel, appears to have backed off her apology. In a TV interview, Poncetto suggested without evidence that maybe he did try to steal her phone after all. The teenager's dad, Kenyon Harold, says Poncetto is the criminal.
Two DUIs. She attacks kids. You want this person? This person is a menace to society with no remorse.
Poncetto was arrested in California on charges related to what happened in New York.
The elephant in the room is that my son was singled out because of his color.
A New York judge says lawyer Michael Avenatti will be sentenced in May for his conviction on charges of trying to extort $25 million from Nike. Later this year, he faces two fraud trials in Los Angeles. Lord. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.